It's K-A-C-L's Fraser Crane.
And Rosemary's BB.
So, quite a little shake-up going on down at the station. I hear the new owner wants to renegotiate everyone's contract.
Mm-hmm. And before you drop another gossamer hint, let me tell you that my feelings about you haven't changed.
Fine. Actually, I'm here to meet one of my newer clients, a rising star of the Seattle Airways.
Oh, really? What pathetic dupe have you lured into your web now?
Roz.
Oh, dear God.
You just get off your feet, little mother. I'll fetch you a nice, nourishing muffin.
You signed with BB?
Okay, I know. I should have told you. I just wasn't in the mood for one of your lectures.
I'm not going to give you a lecture. You're entitled to choose whomever you wish to represent you. Someone who's honest, or a woman whose ethics would have raised eyebrows in the court of Caligula.
Look, she's gotten me 3 voiceover jobs. I mean, she may be a little shifty, but she helps me put food on the table.
1 muffin.
See?
So, Roz, I had a brainstorm last night about how to turn this little bundle of joy into a big bundle of cash.
I'm going to use my baby to make money?
Yes, and it's high time the little slacker started pulling his weight.
You know Dr. Clint Weber's medical show? Well, I see a daily segment called A Pregnant Pause, Roz Doyle's Term of Endearment. All of Seattle will share in the miracle happening inside you. Your joys, hopes, morning sickness, sonograms, even the birth.
I'll give birth on the air?
It's radio, just make the noises. Help! I'll make them myself.
Need anything else here?
Just a shower, thank you.
You know, Mr. Integrity, word on the street is you still haven't hired anyone to negotiate this big deal for you. Could it be because in your heart you know you want to come back to me?
Yes, well, if I'm taking my time, it's because I'm determined to make the right choice.
Well, you're going to need somebody good.
That's exactly what I intend to find, someone good. I'm going to prove to both of you it's possible to find an agent who can drive a hard bargain and yet maintain the highest ethical standards.
Happy hunting. If things don't work out, you know my number.
Still 666, is it?
Oh, hey, Niles.
Hello, Dad. Looks like we had a little mix-up last night with our bags at the video store.
Oh, believe me, I noticed.
Yes, sir. There you go. At first, I was dismayed. I popped in the tape, and there was Charles Bronson blowing away street trash, but I actually got into it. It was quite suspenseful.
Oh. Well, that's the way Duke and I felt about my dinner with Andre. Talk about suspense. Yeah. Will I order dessert? Will I leave a good tip?
Oh, hello, Niles. Oh, Fraser, I'm sorry to trouble you about this, but could you recommend another couple's therapist?
Good Lord, not again.
What happened to Dr. Prescott? Oh, please. Maris had me can Dr. Prescott weeks ago. Now she wants me to fire Dr. Wilfong.
What's your problem with him?
She says his criticism of her is too harsh.
Well, some therapists can be rather blunt and hard-hitting. What'll he say?
He asked her to refrain from catalog shopping during our sessions.
No, Niles. If you fire every therapist that finds fault with her, you're never going to make any progress.
You're right, of course. I'll just tell her. We're not going to change therapists. That's that.
Good. You know, sometimes there's nothing more rewarding than sticking to a principle. Case in point, you know, my contract's coming up. And, well, B.B. Glazer's been angling to negotiate my new one. Anyway, I could have done the easy thing. Said yes, taken the money and run. But instead, I said no, and I found myself a new agent. One who's every bit as smart and also ethical.
Hmm.
That's him now.
Well, I don't know what kind of bull that guy sold you, but there's no such thing as an ethical agent. One's just as slimy as the other.
Hello, Ben.
Hi. Sorry I'm late. I was making my last Meals on Wheels delivery, and I swerved to avoid a pigeon. You know, splat went the food all over the stuffed bears for the toy drive. But I had to run home, throw the bears in the wash, and cook some more borscht for Mrs. Popoff.
I'm glad you made it. Anyway, this is my brother, Dr. Niles Crane.
Hi, Ben.
It's a pleasure to meet you. I'm sorry I'm running out.
Oh.
You're certainly a refreshing change from Fraser's last agent. I think she would have swerved to hit the pigeon.
Hell, she would have swerved to hit Mrs. Popoff. Ben, lucky to meet my dad, Martin. Oh, and this is his home health care worker, Daphne. Daphne, this is Ben, my new agent.
Oh, very nice to meet you.
Meet you.
Yeah, sounds like you're a pretty busy volunteer.
Oh, yes, indeed. You know, Ben just won this year's Seattle Samaritan Award.
Enough about me. Let's talk about you.
Oh,
May I?
Please. Yeah.
I was thinking that before we start this negotiation, it wouldn't hurt to raise your public profile.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah. Okay, here's my plan. For a year now, I've done pro bono work for the Mercer Island Zoo. You know, getting the word out, creating awareness.
There's a zoo on Mercer Island?
You betcha. This would be great PR for both of you. They just bought a rare crane. Uh-huh. I convinced them to name it after you. You know, Frasier Crane. So there'll be a ceremony with full newspaper and TV coverage.
I think it's brilliant. I'm bolstering my bargaining position and also helping out a plucky little zoo. I love this man.
I think it would be fun to have a crane named after me. I just love those big pouchy mouths they scoop up the fish in.
I think those are pelicans.
Oh, right. Cranes are the ones who always sound like they're laughing. No, wait. I'm thinking of loons.
That's a coincidence.
Shoot. Got borscht on my sleeve. Do you have any clips on? Yeah.
Yeah. Right through here.
No. Thank you.
Frasier, you told me this was a pretty big deal. Are you sure you want to send in that mouseketeer?
You know, why does everybody assume that in order to be an agent, you have to be some sort of unscrupulous huckster? It is possible for a good and decent man to be every bit as intimidating as the toughest shark out there.
Well, time to skedaddle. I have to pick up a friend. Poor guy just went bankrupt, so I'm letting him bunk in our rumpus room for a while.
Well, that's awfully generous of you.
Well, he's not just a friend. He's a client. And the press and the board members will join us in here for a little buffet.
So I finish my speech, and then I give Mr. Twembly here the cue, and he brings out this marvelous creature.
Just give me the signal.
Oh, this is great. Look at this. Turkey, chicken wings. Hey, got to make you a little nervous, huh?
Look, it's Toffee McIntosh from the news. Oh, I just love her.
Yeah, it's really...
Frasier.
Toffee, thank you for covering us.
Oh, you know my motto. If it happens in Seattle, it's news to me.
So I'd like you to meet one of your biggest fans, Daphne Moon.
Hello. I just love the way you get all somber when you describe a flood or a murder. Then you cheer right up the minute you're done. Makes me think, well, if she can get over it, so can I. That's what I'm here for.
Ready to greet your public?
Well, yes. Come on, Dad.
Well, I'm going to start.
Why, you see what maternal instincts this woman has. Even little Bobo here can sense it.
Well, I can see I'm not the only one getting some publicity today.
Frasier, they want to start pretty soon.
Oh, Ben, just a moment. I'd like you to meet some people. This is Bebe and Ross. This is Ben, my new agent.
Hi.
Hi, Ben.
Hey, talk about your small world. Hmm? Turns out Mr. Twembly and I both sang tenor for the same choir back home in Salt Lake City. Nice meeting you, ladies.
Well, when there's a dirty job to be done, you can't go wrong with a Mormon.
Scoff all you like. The man is a genius of PR.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of the Mercer Island Zoo, I would like to welcome our very special guest, Dr. Frasier Crane.
Thank you, Mr. Twembly. I suppose it's only appropriate that the zoo has called upon me to introduce you all to its newest resident. You see, he happens to be a relative of mine.
Hey, what are you looking at? This is human food. You don't see me looking at your bird food, do you? What the fuck you doing, huh? That's not very nice. Wait. No, wait, what are you doing?
We're both tall and have distinctive profiles. We've both been known to winter in Mexico. And let's not forget our voices. Is there anything as stirring as the crane's majestic cry? Dad, are you all right? What's happening? Good heavens,
Oh, my goodness.
What is going on? Oh, I'm sorry, but nothing to be alarmed about. Just a little family squabble.
In a shocking and gruesome incident this afternoon, the Mercer Island Zoo seemed more like the island of Dr. Moreau, as a disabled senior citizen was savagely attacked by Frasier Crane, bird of prey.
I can't watch any more of this.
Well, that makes us even. I can't hear any of it.
Oh, you weren't hurt that badly. Of course, you wouldn't know that to listen to Toffee. She makes the whole thing sound like a disaster.
I know. But did you see the way she could smile right after?
Lord,
entire affair's turned into a PR nightmare.
Well, it's your own fault for hiring Howdy Doody as your agent.
Dad, I'm sorry. Ben had no idea that bird was going to attack you. Besides, there is a school of thought that says there's no such thing as bad publicity.
Frasier, I was just hearing about you on the car radio. A DJ was offering a cash prize for the best Frasier Crane joke. Wait, what was the front runner? Oh, yes. How can you tell Frasier the Crane's a psychiatrist?
I can't wait to hear.
He ignores what you say, then sticks you with a large bill. You must forgive my jolly mood, but Maris was over tonight for our weekly conjugal visit.
Oh, gee.
I've never seen her look so seductive. She wore a clingy gown, crimson lipstick, even earrings, which she tends to avoid as they make her head droop. She pulled me down upon the bed, began playing my spine like a zither. And then just as things were heating up, she renewed her request that I dismiss Dr. Wilfong. So tremulous with desire was I that I almost relented. But then I remembered your advice, Frasier. And I said I wouldn't fire the good doctor, at which point Maris told me I wouldn't be firing anything else in the foreseeable future. And she left.
No, no, no. Withholding sex can be just as difficult on Maris. She may crumble first.
Are you serious? 1 hour of passion can sustain her for months. She stores it up like some sexual camel.
All right, now. You know that my advice was solid.
I hope you're right. I don't get it. Hello. Oh, hello, Roz. Roz.
Thank you. Roz, hello. Yes, what is it?
A striking arrangement.
It's from BB. After what happened today, she's trying to woo him back.
Birds of paradise, I suppose that's her idea of floral irony.
Yes, well, thanks for the warning, Roz. Bye-bye.
What's that about?
It turns out that the station manager won't be renegotiating the contracts himself. Apparently he's brought in one of these hired guns stations use to reduce costs. Some fellow nicknamed the Hammer.
I'm assuming they call him the Hammer because he's tough.
No, Niles. Because he loves the lyrics of Oscar Hammerstein.
You know, Frasier, if I were you, I'd give BB a call. Now, I'm no fan of hers either, but this is a pretty big negotiation.
No, Dad, I am sticking with Ben. Oh, sure. Maybe BB could use her dark arts to get me a dollar or two more, but, you know, my integrity is worth more than that. Hello, Ben.
Hey, big guy. How you doing?
Well, I'm fine.
Good. Boy, people sure are being mean about this. I was just listening to the radio on the way over. Ouch. Yeah, but I always say, if life hands you a lemon, make lemonade.
That's the spirit, so you've got some sort of damage control plan.
You betcha. I got a way to turn this whole mess around and show that station manager just what you're made of.
Excellent! But you won't be dealing with him. You'll be dealing with this freelancer they call the Hammer.
Who boy?
You got up against him?
Oh, yes. I had to take a pretty firm line with him.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, I finally said, you just clean up your language, pal. I walked out of that mammoth play, I can walk out on you.
So, about your plan.
Yeah, right. I think there's a way to show people you're laughing right along with them. You know, you do a photo op where you, Seattle's best-loved psychiatrist, give the crane therapy. You know, you sit in a chair with a pad on your lap, and the crane, properly sedated, of course, sits on this.
Where on earth did you find a couch that size?
Oh, I built it myself. I have a little workshop in my attic where I make toys for the neighborhood kids.
Look at you. Agent, Samaritan, elf.
Dad, I like this idea. It's droll and self-mocking. It's a perfect way to turn a PR embarrassment into a triumph.
Great. Well, set up the photo op. And don't you be nervous about the Hammer, all right? Because I can be a pretty tough customer myself.
I'm sure that you can. I know you're going to go in there and you're going to give him hell.
Boy, I love show folk, but I'll never get used to the cursing.
Picture in the paper today. There was a big bird chasing you around a little couch.
Latte, please.
Well, I think you have a real case against the maker of those crane sedatives.
I just wish they'd named the damn bird after somebody else.
Gregory Peck, perhaps.
Thank you for the sympathy.
You're not the only one who's going through a rough patch. Maris has strained my libido to the breaking point.
Miles, you can't give in.
I'm getting desperate. This morning, I found myself flirting with my manicurist.
The one with the thing on her face?
I told you I'm desperate.
What can be keeping Ben?
After all this, you're still using Ben? Shouldn't you just go back to Bibi?
I see what you're doing. You think if I bail out of my principles, it gives you an excuse to go crawling back to Maris. Well, I'm not going to do it. Ben may have made some mistakes, but he is a good man. He's going to make me a good deal. Gil!
How did it go with the hammer? You've never seen such cold, dead eyes. It was like bargaining with Nosferatu. My salary's been slashed.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Can I do anything else for you?
Yes, would you mind nibbling on this provocatively?
Miles! We're fine, thank you.
I wish you good luck, Fraser. I didn't see anybody squeezing blood from that stone.
Lattes for everyone!
Dear God, don't tell me you did well.
I got a weekly spot on Clint Webber's show and a 30% raise.
How on earth did you get all that?
Oh, we go way back, the Hammer and I. I know where the bodies are buried. Usually, that's just a metaphor.
So, Gil, what do you have? My treat.
I think I'll be happier at the loser's table with Aunt Penny, the story lady. Penny, don't put that flask away.
Oh. Congratulations, Roz. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm waiting for Ben. We have to discuss our bargaining position.
Oh, there's so many to choose from. Kneeling, crawling, groveling. I'm sure he'll pick the right one.
God, she is obnoxious.
You're alluring in a buxom, bad girl kind of way.
Oh, shut up, you horny idiot. My bandage seems a little loose. Ben gets you. Just tell him I went in to fix it.
Fraser, we have to talk.
Are you aware that you are in the men's room?
Oh, please, if I paid attention to signs with little pictures on them, I'd never get a parking space. Now it's time we both drop the masks. You need me, and I want you back. Just sign this contract. I'll cut you a deal that'll make Roz's look like lunch money.
Isn't there a zebra carcass somewhere you should be hovering over?
You want to see a carcass, chum? Look in the mirror. Look what you've let that man do to you. Your face is riddled with bird bites. Your name's a punchline, and your career is 5 minutes from over, and he's only been your agent for 3 days. Send him in against the hammer, and you'll be doing fog reports from a lighthouse in Puget Sound. Admit it, you're scared.
All right, maybe I am scared. But there's one thing that's stronger than fear. Faith! Faith that a good man with a good heart can make a good deal. Now get out of my way!
No, I won't let you. You know what I've been through building your career? I have been to hell and back so often I frequent flyer miles. You owe me a second chance.
Take your tentacles off of me!
Please! I won't be the same baby and you. I'll change. I'll be like only competent. Darling, you forgot to sign.
Oh, you've reconciled. Congratulations, I'll just be off to Maris's.
Sit down, Niles. I'm still with Ben. Ben!
I'm sorry I'm late. I took my son's troop on a nature hike, and little Noah got a bee sting, so I rushed him to the emergency room, then I came straight here.
It's all right, we've got 5 minutes.
Excuse me.
Now, Fraser, you know Bibi can make you a better deal.
Listen to Roz.
Listen to Niles.
I'm not listening to any of you. My God, am I the last man on God's green earth that's still willing to stand up for a principle?
Should we go over those demands for old Mr. Hammer?
Ben, could we have a word? Hello, Maris.
Listen, I don't think it's news to you that things haven't been going so smoothly with us. And I think I'd feel more comfortable with Baby. I know this must seem a bit of a shock to you, but...
Heck no. I saw this coming. Yesterday, when you threw that little couch at me, I thought to myself, this is not a happy client.
Thanks for understanding.
Sure.
Sign right here, darling.
Now, I'm holding you to that promise about changing. Won't stand for any more shady doings.
Those days are all behind me.
Once we've worked on this thing with the hammer, maybe you can see what you can do about defusing this bird situation.
Oh, you don't have to worry about the crane anymore. Poor thing choked to death this morning. They have no idea who would feed a bird a jawbreaker. Bye now.
BB, is there any chance it wasn't you?
Oh, darling. There's always a chance.
I can live with that.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs. Mercy. And maybe I seem a bit confused. Well, maybe... But I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again.